Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, I can't get over it. So low, I can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Jesus' love is very wonderful. Oh, wonderful love. So high, can't get over it. So low, can't get under it. So wide, can't get round it. Oh, wonderful love.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to another Holy Half Hour, here on 3TFM, with me, the Reverend Alec Noble, Minister of Saltcoats North Parish Church. Tonight, we have a very special programme, with three live guests in the studio. I'd like you to meet three new church members, the three newest church members in the whole world. They're all local folk, and they've all got their story to tell. But first, here's some music to get us in the mood. It's We Shall Stand by Graham Kendrick. That's We Shall Stand by Graham Kendrick, speaking about taking a stand in your faith with Christ, the Church, Christianity, whatever folk may say. So here we have three people live in the studio tonight, part of the biggest family in the world. There's nearly 2 billion Christians today. And here we are with the three new ones from the three towns. We've got Alec Hiddleston, Jim Nixon and Jacqueline Cunningham. So, just tell us a wee bit about yourselves. Hey, Alec, I'd like to introduce yourself.
Yes, I'm one of the young people. I'm Alexander Hiddleston. It's nice to be here and having a wee chat. I was born and bred in Saltcoats. My family was before me. I served my time with local people. I says I grew up in a good part of the time. I thought, this is at the right age this is all the 1960s and right through. From there I moved on to various contracts throughout Ayrshire and worked in big sites, and gradually picked up some nice interests in that. I was a keen drummer for 15 years, played in three bands, still trying to keep working at the same time. Lately just the health has seemingly gone downhill slightly, but I'm not complaining. I've led quite a good full life at the minute, and this is another stage hopefully in my life that's going to take me further on and open a few people's eyes maybe in my own. But I'm really looking forward to what I've been learning and what the church can do for me, because Alec Noble's been a great help to me, and so is the congregation of North Parish Church, and I'd recommend it to anybody, because the simple fact is they're all your friends, and sometimes you really need friends in this day and age, and it's great to have people like that at your back.
Well, it's nice to have you, Alec, and we also have Jim Nixon.
Hello, my name's Jim Nixon. Originally I'm from Paisley, and we moved up north when I was 17. I spent most of my adult life up north, and we moved back down here when I was about 33 for work. I worked with a builder up north, and I came down. I worked as a electronics person over in a factory in Irvine. I live in Ardrossan. I've recently been going to the classes at the church. My mother died last year, and Alex has helped me greatly, and I feel that it's the right thing to do in my life is to be with the church now, and I'm looking forward to going to the church and having a fuller life due to the experiences I've had in the last year.
Right, well, welcome Jim, and our trinity is completed with Jacqueline.
Hello there, I'm Jacqueline Cunningham. I now live in Stevenson, have been there for the last 9 years. Before that, originally a Glaswegian, and stayed in Irvine for a while as well. The mother of two sons, Jack who's 8 and Scott who's 2, and also part-time nurse as well.
And your husband's a bit of a high flyer?
Yes, he likes to fly about the sky sometimes.
As a pilot?
Yes, he is.
Yeah. So there we have it. We have Saltcoats, Ardrossan and Stevenston all represented tonight. So I'm just wanting to ask you the obvious question. Why did you all sign up for these inquirers classes about church membership? You've all got a story to tell behind that, I'm sure. So, Alec, you like to let us know?
It was actually very strange. I was brought up properly by my parents from the very start at the Old North Parish Church, and we were regular attenders, and I was actually in the 5th Sockets Life Boys and then into the BBs, the North Parish Church. And then my parents took kind of not well, and basically things were altered for years, and eventually settled down, but things drifted, as you do when you concentrate on your family and friends. And before you know it, 30 years has went by, and it's partly our own fault, because we tend to let work take over instead of having normal things to do on Sundays and get involved with your local church and your people who's in there. And I was just sitting one night in the house, just myself, and all of a sudden, just tremendous urge, just an urge that come across me, and he says, "What are you doing with your life?" And I just felt a great thing. I says, "It's about time you started thinking properly in life and just starting thinking about others as well as concentrating about others." And that's when it started me. And I picked up the phone, really surprised, and I phoned Mr. Noble, and I just says to Alec, he offered me to come along, and I says, "I'll just take it a wee step at a time." And I also said to him, "I've been missing out a lot in life, and I never even went through even baptism, which I think in my stage in life at the minute would be a great help. And I feel now that my life's starting to come together, and with the people that I've met and got friends with and meeting an awful lot of old friends, things are starting to come together in my life. And I can only thank you, Alan."
Well, it was a very special day for me, because we spend a lot of time and effort in church trying to recruit people and advertise, and here's you just walk in out of the blue after 50 years not at church since you were a wee boy, and you made my day. So it's quite something special. It's just God works in his own mysterious ways. You said you had an urge.
It was a really strange feeling. It was something that, like ants in your pants.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't just a spur of the moment. It wouldn't leave me, you know.
You couldn't say no.
I couldn't say no. And I've no look back. I look forward now because you're involved in that many things and you can be. And nothing can put you off because you always see God at the church. They're all smiling.
Is that urge like anything you've had before, or was this a completely new experience?
Oh, completely new. It's nothing that I've... You can have, you know, ecstatic at things, you know, through life and that. You can greet things, but this urge is totally different from anything I've experienced in my life before. Couldn't explain it. Could not explain it, you know. But I'm glad that I met Alec and things has taken off. I really am.
I mean, I felt the same urge to be a minister. And it's hard to explain to other people, but it means an awful lot to yourself. And it's a call that you can't say no to, yeah.
That's what you feel, because it does give you a good feeling inside. And it does really help you with the problems you've been through in life. And all of a sudden, you tend to feel, I've got backing. There's somebody backing me. There's somebody giving me a chance here.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, if you can pass it on and help other people, more people are getting back and more people are becoming involved in lives of others and helping others and things like that. But it's a great feeling to have, and I'd advise if everybody gets the urge, you know, don't go for it and take it on board and swing with it and really enjoy it.
I've asked each of our candidates, to our new members, to pick a piece of music that they would like. So you've brought with you a piece of music, and it means something special to you?
Yeah, the song that I've chosen, The Living Years, is to me part and parcel, a part of my life in a way, when I heard it the first time. I was a very quiet person when I was young and things like that. You were brought up properly, you're frightened to express yourself, you were shy, and you were frightened to say things to people, to get people to understand how you felt. You always kept it trapped in, but you just took a step back and didn't want to become involved. And I feel this song helps people if they sit and listen to it. Don't be frightened. Don't be frightened to tell somebody about your feelings and how you're feeling and how you feel about the church in general, how you feel about Christmas, the birth of Jesus, and how you feel about meeting new people. And I think this song really gives you the courage and the strength. Once you've listened to it, it'll build you up and it'll actually give you the power to carry on and go for your goals.
Right, well, let's hear Mike and the Mechanics, who went to Top of the Pops with this one, The Living Years.
Say it loud.
Say it clear.
Oh, say it clear.
You can.
So now let's turn our attention to Jim Nixon, the man from Ardrossan. So have you got a story to tell, Jim, why you turned up at the manse for the new members' classes?
I have, Alec. Last year my mother died in August, and before that she had been ill for about 7.5 weeks or 8 weeks. And during that time, I hadn't really bothered with church or God for years and years, kind of putting the back burner, you know, out the road. And during that time, things started to come to me that I've not experienced before. And I felt, you know, that it was really important, especially at that time. And unfortunately, my mother passed away. And during our short illness, I found that I was reading the Bible and things were making me, giving me comfort at that time that I hadn't experienced before in my life at any time. And as I said, she passed away, and after that, other things had happened that I knew something was happening to me inside, and that's when I've contacted you when I came back down to Ardrossan after a funeral.
The funny thing being that your mum was always nagging you to go to church.
Well, she would, in latterly in her life, you know, she would say, when I spoke to her on the phone, she would say, "Have you been reading the good book?" You know, and little hints at me, you know, and I would say, "No," you know. But I think now, looking back on those things, I wonder if that was her trying to give me a wee push in the right direction.
As soon as she goes, you start going to church. She'll be not turning in her grave, she'll be jumping in her grave.
I would think she'd be jumping with happiness, to be honest.
So this urge, is it anything like Alex's urge she was talking about?
Well, it's a feeling inside I hadn't experienced before. I've never experienced anything. I knew there was something going on. I wasn't sure what all these different things and feelings meant to me. But coming to see you, I mean, that gave me a bit of clarity as to what was going on. And I'm thankful it happened to me. And I think it's a good thing for anyone, you know, to get that feeling that there's God's there. If you're wanting to, if you pray to God, even in desperate times, you can get answers. maybe not exact answers that you're looking for, but you can find that, and that's one of the reasons I decided to come to see you.
It's always amazed me that some people say the reason they don't come to the church and the reason they don't believe in God is because they've had bereavement or suffering. But here's Alex suffering and you with bereavement, and that's the reasons for you coming.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work?
I'm not sure. As I said, at the time, I didn't expect to get a feeling about going to church or God, because I had never went looking for this in my life before. But at that time, when it was a desperate time, I found myself praying, which I hadn't done for years and years, and the feelings that I was getting at the time, getting comfort that I wasn't expecting. You know, that was such a surprise to me that I had to speak to yourself when I came back home, because I had to get some clarity as to what I was feeling and experiencing at that time. But I think it's a good thing.
Yeah.
I'm glad that I came and saw you.
I just get the idea that God's a very, very busy guy. He's working away causing these urges.
Mm-hmm.
So you've picked a track. What's your track?
It's Amazing Grace. That was my mother's favourite song. And it always was her favourite song ever since it first came out. And obviously now it means a great deal to me.
So here we have a new version of the old favourite, Amazing Grace. This is sung by Wendy Gracie, appropriately. She's from my hometown of Fraserburgh.
And grace.
And now let's turn to you, Jacqueline, the one from Stevenston. So, how did you end up coming to the new members' classes?
Well, I had always went to church up until, I would say, probably my early to mid-20s, when I moved up to Glasgow to take my first post as a nurse. And basically, working shifts just fell away from the church. Then 1 week turns into 1 month, and before you know it, it's quite a few years have went past. Having the kids, and my oldest son had asked, why do we not go to church? And I could think of lots of reasons why we should go to church.
When you say oldest son, how old is he?
He probably would have been about seven then. And he'd asked, why do we not go to church? And I really just never had an answer for him, basically. Lots of reasons why we should go, but not why we shouldn't. So that was the real reason for myself. I felt guilty, the fact that he was missing out on what I had as a child and as a young adult as well. And I never at any point felt as if I'd lost my faith. It's just the way things had turned out, basically. So that was why I originally came to the classes.
It's funny how the other two have been talking about this urge as if it was something inside them, but your urge was a wee urge in the form of a seven-year-old boy.
Yeah, and the guilt that went along with that as well. And I always felt that I would go back to church because there was no reason for me to have stopped it in the first place apart from too busy out enjoying myself on the Saturday night and, you know.
And from my point of view, I saw your son coming to the Sunday school with his granny.
Mm-hmm.
And it's funny to see the children coming before the parents.
Yes.
But God can work in all sorts of different ways. That's another way. There's nothing particularly dramatic. It's no like Paul on the road to Damascus. It was very gradual.
And it's very difficult to make the first move to join a church or which church or...
Why was it difficult? What was the blockage in your
mind?
When
you feel that you're not part of that particular community. It's hard just as a person just to turn up at church for the first time and not know anybody who's there.
Although when you arrived, your granny was there and your son was there.
Well, that was why we decided to come to the North Parish Church.
And yet they recognised a few other people when you got there.
Yes, the longer you're there, the more faces you get to know. And it's lovely. It's a nice church. Very friendly.
Yeah. Right, and you've picked a piece of music.
Yes, I have. It's Dignity by Deacon Blue. I found it very difficult to pick one song. Looking through the CD collection, this one came up in about six different CDs. It's about having dreams, hopes, your aspirations, I think, for the future as well.
Okay, so let's hear Deacon Blue playing Dignity.
He's a worker for the council, has been 20 years. And he takes no lip off nobody and litter off the gutter. Puts it in a bag and never thinks to mutter. And he packs his lunch in his sunglass bag. The children call him Bogey, he never lets on. But I know cause he once told me, he let me know a secret about the money in his kitty. He's gonna buy a dinghy. Call her Dignity. And I'll send her up the west coast, through villages and towns. I'll be on my holidays, they'll be doing rounds. They'll ask me how I got her. I'll say, I saved my money. I say, isn't she pretty? That she called. And I'm telling a story in a faraway scene, sipping down raki and reading Maynard Keynes. And I'm thinking about a home and all that that means, and a place in the world.
bridges and towns. I'll be on my holidays, they'll be doing rounds. They'll ask me how I got it, I'll say I saved my money. See, isn't she pretty? That ship called
So I'd like to ask all three of you, today I hear folks say to me quite a lot, you don't have to go to church to be a Christian. They sometimes ask the question, they sometimes make it as a statement. But I'd like to ask yourselves, why do you think you need to go to church? What is it that you appreciate about Christian life?
I think, from my own point of view, I think that going to the inquirer's classes, when you're with other people, when it's something new to you, you're there and obviously you're nervous, you're not sure of completely what your faith means to you. When you're in the company of other people who are going back, maybe perhaps from a long, long time, not going to church, etc. When you're there with other people who are like-minded, they're experiencing things similar to what you are. I think that helps, that you're with other people who are there for their own reasons, but you're all there to go back to church. Because something that you haven't had for a long time has either came back or it's something new for you.
What about the rest of you?
I think when you're going to church, there's more of a sense of community as well. Other people's needs. I don't know, it's just a very nice place to go, and especially from the kids' point of view, it's nice for them to interact. They go to school, they're always with their peers. If they go to church on a Sunday, they're then interacting with, you know, the older generation as well as the young.
Well, they're learning at the right age when the kids are grown, I suppose, and they'll be able to make their own minds up when they're older. Mm-hmm. But I think it's a great thing, basically, because when you go to church every week, you can be feeling down during the week, things can get to you. It's a great place to go on a Sunday and charge your batteries, because when you charge your batteries, you're ready for the next week in front of you. And you just keep it going every week. Keep going, keep doing it, because every door opens, and that's the whole thing, especially at this time of year at Christmas and that. It really brings it home to you that helping others and seeing others, we're very lucky what we've got, and we should be more open about being able to help people, giving to good causes and other people too, and basically pull together and make a problem lighter and take responsibility now. Because the whole thing is, it's great just to be involved with good people. You need direction in your life, and at the end of the day, nobody's going to do you any harm. You're only going to get a lot of good feelings about it, and you're involved. You become involved, and you feel as if your life's a wee bit more richer for the experiences every week.
I found that out the first time I went, after I hadn't been there for a while. I felt good after I had went to church for the first time. When I went that first day, I actually felt great when I walked out there. I could feel different inside just by being there. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good thing. I think everybody needs something.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? I don't think it's, as you say, people who are maybe going back because of their faith or if it's something new to them, you're there with other people who have all got different experiences, but you're there for the one thing. You're there to worship God. You're there. Everyone will get different feelings, perhaps from a service. But as you said, it's a good way, if you're feeling down or whatever, it'll charge your batteries for your children to go. They're mixing with other wee kids at the Sunday school. You know, I mean, when they're older, obviously they'll have their own minds, but it's, I think it's a good thing. I do.
You've both said charging your batteries. A lot of folk don't go to church because they say, I'm awful busy all week, and it's the only day I've got to myself, you know, and I don't know what another commitment. They seem to think of it as a battery drainer, and you're calling it a battery recharger.
Do you not think sometimes in the more modern world, people who don't have faith or seem to have drifted away from faith, it's almost like a kind of stigma to be going back to the church. Sometimes it gets embarrassing for them. They're worried about people who have maybe been their friends for years who don't have any faith, what they'll think. And I think really it's excuses 9 times out of 10 that if they would go and actually experience it, it might do them the world of good to actually go. I think a lot of the time it is, it's like a embarrassment. Oh, religion, I don't know. I think sometimes they're frightened.
I also think there might be something to do with this. See what you think. The people who say that they don't have to go to church to be a Christian tend to be thinking individually. I don't need to go to church for me to be a Christian. But the people who are going to church, like yourselves, you're arguing in corporate terms that when I go, I'm part of an us. And we, together, are more than the sum of our parts. And that it's a corporate experience. Would that be something to mind what you're saying?
You do, because you do feel, as I said earlier, you're feeling you're part of something bigger when you go. Because everyone else is there. It's, as you say, it's everyone. It's not just you yourself. But I think sometimes it's a lot of people, especially today with their busy lives, etc., 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 they can't even find an hour on a Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, you wonder if
and then
it's just excuses.
Folk who don't go to church say, I can worship God walking the dog up a hill. So it's me, the dog, and God. But you're talking about coming down the hill to go into the building to meet with the other folk to have this corporate experience of God. Have you thoughts on those two pictures?
Well, I think if you want to be with God, if you've got faith, going to the church, you're there with other people who's in your congregation or in your church. But I also feel that when you're at home, I mean, if you're praying to God at home or if you're out walking the dog, I don't think there's a set place you have to be, but I think if you're becoming part of the church, you have to be part of the bigger family within it because of your faith.
Well, let's pause for some music appropriate to what we're discussing, because it's Ian White singing Psalm 122, but to modern music, and the script goes, I rejoiced with those who said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord.
To the house of the Lord.
Looking forward a bit in your future discipleship as a Christian and your future maybe involvement in the life of a congregation, because if you join a congregation you're a member of that body. So have you any thoughts on the future? Well, we'll take you, Jacqueline, for example. You've already started to get involved more than just turning up on a Sunday.
Yeah, going on a Sunday, I think it was last Wednesday night we attended the Guild pantomime night. That was very good, very enjoyable.
A young woman going to the Guild.
Yeah, I think there was a few young people there.
Right.
No, there was a few of us. Not that young myself now either.
The Guild are very young at heart. And they're trying to get the age range down.
Yeah, it was very enjoyable. It certainly wasn't a chore to go. A lovely meal beforehand. It's nice to get involved in various things, and hopefully in the future with the children going to the church, then maybe, you know, the Sunday school or various other things that go on out with the actual Sunday service.
What about you two gentlemen?
Yeah, I mean, I would quite like to get involved in other things apart from just going for the service on Sunday. As I let slip one night, I play the guitar a bit, so...
I know, and I've got you eyed up for our guitar group.
So, I mean, I would be happy to do that, you know, because I feel it would be good to go and do other things that's associated with the church, but not just going for a service, because I think you should be... You're kind of broadening your horizons anyway by going back to church and becoming...
Yeah. I'm also asking not just about church activity, but in your personal discipleship, how do you see things panning out in the future? I mean, are you reading the Bible a bit more now and things like
that? Well, I was actually reading it last night until 4 in the morning.
Four
in the morning. For no particular reason.
Even the minister doesn't do that.
No, I know. I can believe that. But I do read it more.
And any thoughts in the future, Alec?
Well, I think we should all just try and be positive. Keep helping each other. Because you're invited into a place like the church and that. It opens your perspective on an awful lot of things that people are quite willing to listen to you, take you on board, and they actually help you with your problems. You don't actually see it, but after 2 or 3 weeks and the way things go on, you start to feel part of the community, part and parcel of the congregation and everything that goes on with it. So if you can return the same thing to another new person that's going to be joining the church, or anybody that's struggling in life within the church, I've got time, I can give you a hand. And I think if we keep doing that, we can get people more interested, because there's an awful lot going on in the church in this day and age that people don't realise is going on. and it is both sides of the Bible, and it's great to read, and it is good to look on the other side as well as dealing with the Bible. The stories in the Bible, you can pick out passages every day to help you, and you can understand that. And also, on the other side, if you're helping people generally with things during the day, even your neighbours with wee things, it maybe seems trivial to them, but it's a big help. So it's nothing but big pluses everywhere.
I think church is like everything else in life. The more you put into it, the more you get out of it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it's a lovely opportunity to meet with other people and have corporate experience. And at the heart of it, you've got God. You can meet God up a hill walking the dog, but you can also meet him corporately with others. So I'd just like to thank you all for coming in. Thanks, Alec, Jim, Jacqueline.
Thank you.
I wish you well in your new life in the church. And let's finish with a piece of music. It's Michael Card singing Come to the Table, because now that you're new members, you sit around the Lord's table and you break bread together.
The wine is the blood, and the one who provides them is true. He freely offers, we freely receive. To accept and believe him is all we must do. Come to the table and taste of the glory, and savor the sorrow. He's dying tomorrow. The hand that is breaking the bread soon will be broken. And here at the table sit those who have loved him. One is a traitor and one will deny, though he's lived his life for them all and for all be crucified. Come to the table, he's prepared for you. The bread of forgiveness, the wine of relief. Come to the table and sit down beside him. The Savior wants you to join in the feast. Come to the table and see in his eyes the love that the Father has spoken, and know you were welcome, whatever your crime, though every commandment you've broken. For he's come to love you and not to condemn, and he offers a pardon of peace. If you'll come to the table, you'll feel in your heart the greatest forgiveness, the greatest release. Come to the table and taste of the glory, and savor the sorrow. He's dying tomorrow. The hand that is breaking the bread soon will be broken. And here at the table sit those who have loved him. One is a traitor and one will deny, though he's lived his life for them all and for all be crucified.